Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to take 3 minutes to tell us anything you would like to tell us, as long as it is related to what we actually do, and as long as it is not related to any specific application that is in front of us. So, with that, we'll ask if there's anyone who would like to make a public comment this afternoon. Yes, ma'am, come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good afternoon. My name is Jill Hicks.
Just real quick before, can you push the button on the thing so that it lights up?
The microphone right in front of you. Nope, right in front of you. There you go. Yeah, okay. Now you're on. You got it.
I didn't push mine either, sorry.
Thank you. My name is Jill Hicks. I live in Chapel Green, Lewis. I am here representing the Sussex Preservation Group and the Sussex Preservation Coalition, which brings together individuals and organizations who are actively working to preserve an environmentally healthy and sustainable Sussex County. You can visit our website at sussexpreservationcoalition.org. We are 100 strong and growing rapidly because of local health, safety, and welfare concerns. People are getting engaged, and that's a good thing. First, and I'm sorry she's not here, first, I want to personally thank Kim Hoey Stevenson for her service to the county. I hope council will nominate and elect commissioners who are as well-versed in the codes, study the application, and seek to strike a balance as she has demonstrated during her tenure. She will be missed, and we thank her for her service. I'm here to express my concern with the commission's decision to discontinue the public's ability to call in during the commission meetings and public hearings. It is unconscionable and a step in the wrong direction. This decision gives credence to the public perception that P&Z does not wish to hear from the public. The ability to use technology to keep the economy moving forward and provide communication between stakeholders is one good thing that came out of the pandemic. Why take it away? The state recently ruled that the public shall have the right to speak and be heard at each meeting. Why are you denying that right to groups of citizens who cannot appear in chambers at 3 o'clock on a Thursday? During the off-season, I work on Thursdays until 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning moved its meetings to begin at 3 p.m., and I understand why. However, if I could not arrive here in time, I could still call in. Now you want to cut me out and others out of the process. By eliminating the call-in capability, you will remove segments of the population who have the right to engage in the process, who have a right to listen to an applicant and then comment before the public hearing is closed. Also, if someone is ill or they can't venture out in, say, for example, smoky atmosphere or weather prohibits their travel, they can still call in and engage in the process. If technology is broken or unreliable, fix the technology. I can attend Zoom meetings all over the world. Our Sussex Preservation Coalition has monthly meetings that move locations throughout the county, yet we are still able to make Zoom available to our members and guests. Surely you can fix this. If you cannot hear the caller, then simply ask them to submit their comment in writing and allow it to be included in the record at that time. The decision to discontinue the public's ability to call in was not given the forethought the public and you, the commission, deserve. Please rescind your decision to disable call and comments as of July 1st. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right, operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to make a public comment?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition, I'm sorry, would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. We have Yoli on the line. Yoli, your line is open.
Hi, my name's Yoli, 22483 Ridge Circle, Lewis. My comment tonight is on the planning and zoning decision at the last meeting to eliminate public comments made on the phone. The reason given was that the callers were not understandable. However, I have to confess that the same is true sometimes when the commissioners speak. When the commission was discussing this matter last time, I could hardly hear anyone else but Ms. Stevenson and Ms. Wingate speaking for working moms. So I wasn't sure of the commission's decision, until Jamie Whitehouse told the council at the last council meeting. I agree some audio problems exist, often due to Wi-Fi or mobile network deficiencies, or the callers have more than one audio device turned on when speaking. Another problem is that while we speak on the phone, we cannot hear what the commissioners say to interrupt or spontaneously answer the caller's questions. These should all be fixable, I believe. I often call in and would like to tell you why some people call instead of being there in person. One, transportation issues. Many seniors do not feel comfortable driving to Georgetown and finding parking spots close enough to walk to the building, or cannot drive in the dark, against the sun, or in not perfect weather. Two, there are schedule conflicts with work, other meetings, health, or family obligations, or travels. By the way, on December 22, 2016, Planning and Zoning Commission approved the Middle Creek Preserve subdivision with only two commissioners voting in person and one voting on the phone. That's how this subdivision got three votes to be approved 3 days before Christmas. If a commissioner was allowed to vote by phone to decide on a 314-unit subdivision, the public should be allowed to comment on the phone too, I think. Three, this last one is yet the biggest reason I call in to make comments. Sometimes the applicant's presentation or other commenters at the hearing shed light on something, and I call in response. Isn't this the same reason the Planning and Zoning Commission often defer the vote? If we are watching it at home or work, we cannot drive to make a comment hoping that the public hearing is yet open when we get there. And the public is not paid for their time and fuel to drive there every other week, just in case they would have to make comments. For this reason, if the phone-in comments are not allowed, I suggest the public record be left open for at least 7 days after the public hearing ends. And by the way, I appreciate you for showing up every other week and driving around the county to look at the sites that are proposed. Thank you for your time.
Okay, we thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
We have Judy Rose on the line. Judy, your line is open.
Hello, my name is Judy Rose Seibert. I live in Lewis, and I would agree with all of Yule Lee's points. I would ask that you reverse your decision to end public comments by July 1st, especially since you have perhaps three different incoming commissioners, so it'll be a new commission. You can let them decide. I concur with Yule Lee that it is hard to hear the commissioners, and some of you have your mics pushed too far away for the public to hear. So please continue to allow phone-in comments, because people do have to work and they cannot always attend in person. Thank you very much, and thank you for your service on the commission.
Okay, we thank you. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
If there is anyone else on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one else who wishes to speak.
All right, we thank you, and that concludes our public comment period. Moving on to